Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Four people are confirmed dead and a fifth unaccounted for and presumed dead in a plane crash Saturday in Denali National Park. KTNA's Philip Manning reports.
On Monday morning, the National Park Service saw a potential window to reach the site of a de Havilland Beaver that crashed 14 miles southwest of the summit of Denali on Saturday. Bad weather had kept rescuers away Saturday night and all day Sunday. Catherine Belcher, Public Information Officer for Denali National Park and Preserve, says there was hope that the five people aboard the plane might still be alive.
We had no visual confirmation of the condition of the plane. So yeah, I would say we were hopeful for a happy outcome.
The happy outcome was not to be, however. The rescue helicopter was able to reach the crash site on a narrow ridge known as Thunder Mountain, and a ranger was lowered on a tether to inspect the plane. He was able to reach the downed Beaver and confirm that at least four of its occupants were dead.
He couldn't actually get inside the aircraft and do any kind of real investigation. He was only on the ground for about 5 minutes.
With the weather closing in quickly, the ranger was not able to locate the plane's fifth occupant, but Catherine Belcher says conditions are such that the person is presumed dead as well.
Until we can get a little more time on the ground, we won't know for certain. But we're pretty confident that the person did not get out of the aircraft.
On Monday afternoon, the National Park Service identified the pilot of the aircraft as Craig Lason of Saline, Michigan. The Saline Post newspaper says Lason is married with three children. The four passengers aboard have not been identified, but all were Polish citizens, according to the National Park Service. What was a search and rescue has now become a recovery effort.
They want to recover the bodies. The aircraft recovery will probably come later.
K2 Aviation, the company that owns the plane, released a statement Monday saying its staff are grieving the loss of life and that the company is cooperating with all agencies involved in the recovery and investigation. The company has suspended all flight seeing tours in the wake of Saturday's fatal crash. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.
A man died in a rafting accident in Wrangell St. Elias National Park. The Park Service reports that 22-year-old Aiden Don of Austria and a friend were floating the Nizhina River August 2nd when they became separated. The friend later found Don's raft capsized but could not locate Don. The friend called for help with a sat phone. A Park Service plane responded, located Don's body about 4 miles downriver, and picked up the other rafter. A helicopter crew recovered Don's body the next day. It's been sent to the state medical examiner for autopsy. A longtime member of the Interior Gas Utilities Board is resigning over concern the utility has been forced into a, quote, financially precarious situation by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or AIDA. Director Frank Abegg, who served on the IGU board since it was established in 2012, says he fears the Interior Energy Project is on a, quote, path to failure.
I'm just having trouble to support the direction they're going.
Abegg's resignation letter says his main concern is IGU's purchase of Pentex Alaska and its Titan LNG plant in South Central.
I just really was having difficulty supporting the decision to purchase Pentex.
Abegg contends AIDA forced the Pentex purchase and hiked the price from $56 million to effectively $72 million by adding a 5% interest charge and backing out of a commitment to include a $6 million North Slope property. He also alleges the state agency failed to disclose that the 25-year-old Pentex LNG plant needs about $7 million in repairs. Abegg says the high cost of acquiring Pentex and subsidiary Fairbanks Natural Gas has forced the IGU to prioritize repairs over expanding local natural gas distribution piping.
If you look at where the money's being spent, it's mainly to fix FNG.
The IGU needs to expand the number of neighborhoods it reaches to make gas affordable. Abegg says that means getting gas to North Pole and other outlying areas.
AIDA stopped us and said they didn't really want to go into that until they figured out what was going to happen with FNG.
Abegg's letter of resignation goes before the IGU board at a meeting this afternoon. The 4 p.m. meeting is in the IGU conference room in the KeyBank building downtown. A prominent Alaska Democrat is encouraging either independent Governor Bill Walker or Democrat and former U.S. Senator Mark Begich to drop out of the governor's race. As Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports, Hollis French is concerned about a three-way race between an independent, a Democrat, and a Republican.
French wants Walker and Begich to agree that one of the two candidates could drop out. That decision would be based on a measurement of which one is the stronger candidate. French says the candidates could decide how to do that, but he says if three different polls find that one candidate is polling worse than the other, the lower polling candidate would commit to dropping out.
You know, I got a yes from Mark Begich, and I guess I would characterize it as a no from the Walker campaign.
Under French's proposal, both candidates would stay in the race if the polling was mixed. Begich says it took a couple of days to think about the idea.
You know, in a three-way race, I have a great shot of winning it straight out, and I wanted to make that very clear to Hollis, but I was happy for the greater good to consider the idea that he laid on the table.
Walker campaign manager John Henry Heckendorn says Walker wasn't the candidate who created the three-way race.
The governor filed in August of last year. Mark Begich filed a half hour before the filing deadline. He absolutely had control over whether or not to put Alaskans in that position.
September 4th is the deadline for candidates to remove their names from the general election ballot. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
And I'm Dan Bross.